Good morning. I want to thank Pastor Stevie for allowing me to share my testimony, how Jesus has changed my life. So will you pray with me, please? Father God, we pray as a church that you would use this testimony to people, that the unbelievers that are here with us, that they will hear it and how you radically changed my life. I pray that they would be saved today as they hear your message to them. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I got like 20 minutes. Okay, I got the stopwatch. Okay, all right. Okay. Well, I will take you back in November of 1981, 36 years ago today. I was a young man, 17 years old. I came from a broken family. My parents were very hardworking. My parents raised me right, but I chose the wrong path. I used to hang out with the homeboys and go to the park and get high on weed or marijuana, and I was very lost and very miserable, and I was on my way to hell, living without God in this world. But my homeboy, Juan Valdez, invited me to a Calvary Chapel concert on Wednesday night, so I told him, "How much does it cost?" He said, "It's free." So I said, "I will go if you pick me up at 6:30. The concert started at 7 p.m. Then when we walked into this building, this is what blew my mind. People were raising their hands to the Lord Jesus Christ as they were singing worship songs, and they did this like for 45 minutes. And then a pastor told everybody in the building it was full to capacity. Mike McIntosh was his name. And he told everybody not to leave. And he had a message to share with us from God's word. And he opened up his Bible to John chapter 3. And that's the very first message that I heard from God's word. That's the very first message. And then it spoke to me. It spoke to me. And it blew my mind what I was hearing. Where Nicodemus goes to look for Jesus at night, Nicodemus says to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, for no man can do all these miracles that you do except God be with you." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This puzzled Nicodemus. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Then Jesus tells him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born is of flesh, and that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again." Jesus was telling Nicodemus, you have to have a new birth, spiritually speaking. Okay? At that time, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me very strong. So I'm sitting there just listening to this, right? I heard his word speaking to me, and I felt his presence. It was awesome. It blew my mind. So the Pastor Mike gave an altar call. So I stood up to my feet and I went forward to surrender my heart and life to Jesus Christ. So I repented of all my sins and I invited Jesus Christ to take control of my life. That's the most beautiful decision I have ever made. The most beautiful decision I've ever made. And then what happened is, I said the sinner's prayer, okay? I prayed that prayer, and I felt a peace like no other peace I've ever felt. I felt a peace, very peace. So God filled me with his joy. I went home singing that night, and my mother just looked at me. She did this. What happened to you, you know? It's a Wednesday night, and you're singing, and she's looking at me like this. What happened to you? I said, Mom, I got saved, Mom. And she said, I got saved by the Lord. And she said, what? She couldn't believe it, you know? And then, so what happened was I told her, you know, what happened, and then she wouldn't believe me. But anyways, I told her. And then I told my whole family. I told my brothers, my sister. I told everybody I got saved. And they were just looking at me like, they're wagging their heads like, what happened to you? It's like, man, I got saved, man. I got saved, you know. I came to Jesus Christ, man. And they couldn't believe it. So what happened was, that's how the Lord saved me from hell and destruction and death. Praise the Lord. All honor and glory be to Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Today, God has given me the gift of worship leading, and I sing too. He has also given me the gift to preach God's word to encourage believers in the faith. And then I want to share something with you. When I think about the Lord, okay? When I think about the Lord and his sacrifice, what he did for me, this is what I think. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turn me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up, he turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory and all of the praise. Okay. Now, you may ask, how do I know I'm saved? Okay. You're going to probably tell me that. Well, this is how I know I'm saved. This is how I know I'm saved. Because the Bible says I'm saved. Okay. If we read what Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever, that's me, whosoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? Now, this is what Paul says right here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Okay? And listen to what John says. John 1, 12 to 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. So that's my testimony. All glory to the Lord.
Thank you, Oscar. Awesome. Praise God.
All right.
Also, Oscar, he has a not only gift of worship, but he's old school. I love those old school worship songs that we grew up with. And you can never get enough of those. I mean, they're great. But he goes on social media, because a lot of people are on social media, and he preaches the gospel there. He gives the word of God. And I think that's so important, because there's so much junk and fleshly acts on social media that are coming from the body of Christ. And so we need the word of God. I think every time I see him on Facebook and everything, he's sharing scriptures. And it's so important. And we go way back. We're actually from the same neighborhood, Oscar. But I think he's a little younger, obviously, with Fernando and with Juan. We grew up. What did I say, Juan? Well, you know, we, us Mexicans, we all look alike. With Andy, excuse me, and Juan, who's now John. And I mentioned this, he changed his name to John. But when we accept the Lord, we got a new name. God's given us all a new name. And we go way back from elementary school through junior high school and then through high school. And we're always looking back and how what we used to do. You know, you what is that, reminisce? Back in the old days. In fact, yesterday, as I was coming to church, I actually drove off 30th and 94, and I actually drove by my old house where I grew up in Golden Hills, which is South Park. And I went down past Fernando's house there, and where Andy used to live, going back to the freeway, getting on 94 on my way back, going home. And I was just looking around and looking at all the things that we used to do when before we were saved. It's like that scripture Oscar said in Corinthians, if any man is in Christ, they become a new creation. All the old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I love how God has taken those old things from our lives, and he has gotten rid of the good things. He's taken them, and he has perfected them. And this is why it's so important that we have to share the word of God. I had the opportunity to share in a charter school in Lemon Grove. It's called Liberty Charter School. And they asked if I would come and share with the Bible club there. And I said, oh, yeah, great. I love that, opportunities like that, because, you know, me, you know, I'm a kid myself. And so I went there, and there was a good between, I think it was about 15 students or more. But there was another group of students in the same classroom, and there was a bunch of girls and then a teacher. And so my grandson, when I went there, I met the pastor there, the youth pastor there, and was talking. So I asked him, what is this group? Because I had him pass out papers to everyone. And he said, oh, no, they're not with us. They're just there. They just come and sit because they like the teacher there, this one woman there. I said, oh, great, great opportunity now to share the gospel. And I was able to share, gave them illustrations, because I told them, you know, growing up in high school, I never had the opportunity or even heard about a Bible club in school. No one ever reached out to me in high school. There was a counselor there at San Diego High who was a Christian, but he was reaching out to Carmen. But he never was reaching out to me. In fact, he would tell Carmen to leave me because I was no good for her, when actually it was the other way around. I was the good person. No. And I wished he would have came to me. And I'm glad she never told me that, because, you know, being from the hood and everything, that might have not been a good scene. But I wish he would have came to me, and I wish he would have shared Christ with me. I really do. I wish he would have spent the time, instead of telling Carmen to get rid of me, leave him because he's no good. Why he couldn't have shared the gospel with me? Obviously, God was calling us both. Because in that year of 1978, Oscar mentioned about going to a place. We're talking the North Park Theater, right? That's where he got saved. That's where I went forward and gave my life of understanding. I did it somewhere else, but I really didn't understand had that relationship with Christ until I walked into the North Park Theater as well back in 1978. That's why I'm always saying it's so important, people, that we share the gospel. Take time out to pour into those who don't know the Lord. Love them, especially teenagers. And so it was really neat that sharing with these group of kids, and I told them that I didn't have the opportunity like this, and that I told them, you know, I'm going to give you three illustrations. You guys know my bag trick. I don't have it on me. But the bag trick, I shared that, and they were blown away by that. And the students over there, I was doing this whole thing for them students. And so I took a piece of paper. I said, okay, they're all watching, even the teacher over there who wasn't part of that group. And I told them, okay, this is what you do with this paper. You tell a story, and you fold it, and it comes into, when you fold it, it comes to like this. I said, this is a ticket. It's a ticket to get into heaven. And then I was looking at those students who didn't know the Lord, and I said, there's two people, one who knew the Lord, and one, he just went to church and so on. And I told him, you can tell your own story, but the whole, I'm not going to get into that right now, but the whole thing is, as they died, they both died, because we all die. I told everybody here in this room, you're going to die, and you will stand before the Lord. And you're either going to live eternity in heaven, or you're going to live eternity in hell. But you will live forever. And so they were standing before the Lord. They took it, and they tore the ticket. And I tore it into three pieces. And I said, now the first brother who got the pieces and not the whole ticket, when you open it up, it spells hell. It spells hell. And then the other half of the ticket, when you open it up, it's actually a cross, the cross of Jesus Christ. And I told him, now I want you to take this as an opportunity. Here's, you can take this, and I want you to take it out to those students out there, because you can. I can't. But you can, and you can give the gospel to them. Go out there and share the word of God. And so I was really encouraging them, and I did the bag trick, and they're going to love these things. These are practical ways, and I did the rope trick, and they were all into, even the teacher was at, said a few answers to some of the questions. It was really good. So we were planting some seeds there. But this is what we're called to do, guys. We're called to share the love of Christ. And I was going to get into study, but I just don't feel like doing it right now. I want to testify of God. Just that scripture that I read, Jesus looked up. He said, Lord, glorify me that I may glorify you. And I think that's the message today. Because back in 1978, and I don't think I have really ever shared my testimony over the pulpit as a whole service or anything, but we're going to prepare for communion. And if I share with you out of Romans, we're going to go over, and I don't want to do that. But I do want to say that in Romans chapter 1, what we're looking at in the verse there where it talks about in verse 16, where we actually left off, it goes great with what we're doing today as far as the testimony with Oscar and maybe just a little bit my own life, because he says here in Romans chapter, He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. It is the power of God to salvation. That's what this is all about, the word of God. It is the power of God to salvation, deliverance. And we're going to pick up on that next week. But I do want to share, it was back in 1978 when somebody shared with me. And I remember, and it was way before 1978, was when we were actually, me and Carmen were in the seventh grade. Because, you know our testimony, right? Me and Carmen, we pretty much, she danced for me in the third grade. We met in the sixth grade, and we've been together ever since. So my testimony is her testimony, really. When we got first witnessed to, we were together. And we were in front of the lead store in Mission Valley. You know the mall down there, the lead store? And we're standing there, and we used to go there just to hang out together. And this couple, young couple, came up and said, hey, do you know who Jesus Christ is? And we're like, what? You know, and they cornered us. They would not let us go. We were like this, and they had us right here. And they were sharing Jesus Christ. I slipped away. And they had Carmen there, and I went behind the pillar there in front of Leeds. And I remember going like this to her. I remember going like this. And she's like trying to slip away, but this couple was very committed to their witness. And the woman was like this, the guy was like this, and they gave the gospel to Carmen. But at the same time, they planted seeds in our lives. And then the Lord used a German, single German woman to water that seed because she lived in Carmen's apartment. And every day I'd go to see Carmen, she was in this apartment. I couldn't understand, why do you keep going down there? And this woman was sharing the gospel with her. And so started with, really, with Carmen first. And reading the word of God. And I would go down there and sit there because I had to. Not because I wanted to, I had to. And I would sit there, and she was planting seeds in me, and this would happen every day. And then finally she just came out and said, you know what? You need to accept Jesus in your life. And I said, well, and I've shared this many times because it is a testimony unto God how powerful our God is. And I said, well, I want to first get high. First, I want to go out and get high. And I remember me and Carmen were arguing, and she said, no, let him go. If he wants to do that, let him go. And I got up and I went outside and I looked up and I remember it was going to rain and the clouds were real low. And I'll never forget this. And it was real. And I sat there and I started getting ready to light up. And I looked, I said, God, if you're real, then you reveal yourself. Right when I said that, that's when the clouds opened up and this star appeared. And that was enough for me to go inside. And then we accepted the Lord that night. And we got saved together. And but we still didn't understand because I still went back and still hung out at the park. But I did remember when I accepted Jesus Christ in my heart, the old things, they started to fade away. Things started to change, but I didn't understand it. Why don't I like this anymore? And I remember being with Fernando and everybody. There's a bunch of us at the park where we used to hang out, and they're just passing the liquor and they're passing the marijuana. And I just found myself doing this. And I started not liking that no more. And finally, I just broke off and I gave myself 100% to the Lord. And God was shaping me for such a time as this. And so it's real. What you guys have is real. And we got to get out there and we got to give it away. Amen. We got to share. We got to pour our lives into people. Because you know what? We're in the end times. And Jesus said, Lord, glorify me that I may glorify you. Well, Lord, you have given us eternal life and you have given it to us. Now we got to give it to others. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and I'm going to have the worship team come up and we're going to pray. We're going to prepare for communion. We're going to receive it. I'm going to share a little bit more scriptures and then we're going to go ahead and partake in communion. Because what if I share you the service today, it's just we're going to go way over and I don't want to do that. I'm really praying about being obedient and stopping on time. And not because you guys, because the Lord is wants me to do that. Because I can preach long suffering. I mean long winded. You know me. Long preaching.
We're long suffering.
You guys are long suffering, yeah. I'm long preaching, you're long suffering.
Amen.
Yeah. So we're going to, let's get ready for communion. I'll share a little bit of the scriptures, and then we're going to partake together. And then And I'm going to challenge you, just like I challenged those young men and women, to take what God has given them, those illustrations I shared, take it out into their courtyards where all those students are and share it. And I'm looking forward to hearing the testimonies. So why don't you go ahead and let's stand and let's come forward and let's prepare for communion. John chapter 17. I'm going to go through that portion of scripture which I just read this morning. Listen to what it says. And Jesus spoke these words. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. You know, right before Jesus was speaking this, they were in the upper room there and he was serving communion. He was sharing with them about their Father. Now he's gone. He's off by himself. He's in prayer and he's speaking to the Father about them. You know, I just love how Jesus gave us that example of prayer and this passion for the lives of men and women. And he says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. That's our life. Our life is to be that example of Jesus. Like Jesus said when Philip came and said, show me the Father, it would be sufficient. He said, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, God was glorifying Jesus so that he can glorify the Father. So we should be able to say when they said, well, show me Jesus. If you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. In Ephesians, he tells us that we are to be imitators, like little children. Be imitators of Jesus. Imitate what he does. Imitate what he says. And he goes on and says, and as you have given him, because you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God in Jesus Christ him that you have sent. See, we have eternal life. Every one of us here has eternal life. Because why? We know him personally. And if you don't have eternal life this morning, you need to know him personally. And because we have eternal life, now we have to turn around and we have to share that with others. We can't hoard it. We got to share it. We got to be that example. Because we have to know him personally. He says, for I have given them the words which you have given me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you have sent me. Well, we're here because why? God gave Jesus the word. Jesus gave us the word. Jesus is the word. And because he gave you the word of God, we're to give it, just like follow that example. The Father gave it to the Son gave it to us, and now we're going to give it to others. It doesn't stop, it continues. He says, I pray for them. Isn't it great to know that Jesus is praying for you? Jesus is praying for you. You're praying to him, but he's praying for you. And he's right there in the right hand of the Father. He intercedes for us. He says, I do not pray for the world, but I pray for those whom you have given me. For they are yours and are mine. And what are mine are yours and yours are mine. And I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. And while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. And those whom you gave me, I kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, which he's talking about Judas. He says that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I come to you. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. And I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. See, we can't leave the world. We're here. And if we're going to be here in the world, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We have to be that example to the world. of Jesus Christ. We can never leave this world unless you leave it and spend eternity in heaven. But no matter where you go, you're going to be in the world. And you might leave the corrupt society here in North Park, and you might move up south or north, but you're going to find it there as well. But he has given us his word, and his word is what's going to keep us from conforming. The word is going to transform us, not conform us. Transform us into like Christ. We're called not to conform, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. He says that they are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. But I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. So we are set apart, guys. We are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We are sanctified by the Word of God. We are sanctified by our faith, by accepting Jesus Christ into our hearts. So we got a lot to be thankful for. A lot. Think about where God has taken you out of. Think about what God has blessed you with. And now it's turn around and get bless others with that, which you have been blessed with. Don't hoard it. Don't be content with the fact that you're just saved. Share it with us. There's plenty of people to go around. We don't need to hoard it. Just go out there and share Christ in very practical ways. Just share your faith, and you'll see that they'll turn around and share. I saw this commercial on TV, and it just brought this joy in my heart where this one man saw a need of a lady on the corner. He went out and he walked her across the street. And as he was walking across the street, this other person was watching. And then that guy who was watching went out and he did a good deed. And another person was watching him, and he went out and he did a good deed. And that's what we're called to do. We are called to good works. Pass it on. Don't hoard it. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you this morning. And Lord, I thank you that